Now, the world's carbon footprint managed to grow again despite the global slowdown caused by the pandemic. Carbon dioxide levels are now at alarming record levels, the highest they've been in more than, wait for it, 3 million years. And those record levels are predicted to be broken again and again unless radical steps are taken to decarbonise the economy through technological change. Emily Burke reports.
As far as records go, it's not one the world can be proud of breaking. For the first time in recorded history, the concentration of atmospheric carbon dioxide has surged past more than 420 parts per million. Those levels are 50% above what they were when the Industrial Revolution began.
It's been at least 3 million years and maybe a lot longer since the carbon dioxide levels were ever that high in the past. So we're moving into uncharted territory, and worst of all, we're moving faster than ever.
Dr. Ralph Keeling is a geochemist at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, which released the data. The implications are profound, he says. Carbon dioxide is the most abundant greenhouse gas. It traps heat. And more carbon dioxide in the air means more heat for the planet.
I look at the generations ahead and I say, wow, there are going to be some real challenges there. Challenges relate to populations moving and economic impacts of climate change, direct threats to human health and safety, catastrophic storms, fires. I mean, a lot of that's already touching us in some ways.
Professor Stephen Sherwood is from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales.
What needs to happen is that human activities around the world that are emitting carbon dioxide need to scale back substantially. So if you could cut that globally to about half of what it is now, that would be enough to stop the carbon dioxide from increasing. But then over the long term, you'd have to eliminate almost all of our current emissions to keep the climate basically stabilized where it is now.
Is it surprising that the pandemic has had no effect on levels?
No, it's not surprising. The global energy use only dropped by something like 10%. And that's not enough. The Earth doesn't really care too much about that. That's the same as going back a couple decades ago. It's not a major change.
Professor Leah Stokes from the University of California is an expert on energy, climate and environmental politics.
I think we're all seeing the limits of, you know, staying home and not flying and maybe eating locally. But I believe it is government action that is very necessary. None of us can choose to unilaterally live in a low carbon society that isn't polluting. We're all locked into a system that has a lot of carbon pollution.
Dr. Pep Cannadel is executive director of the Global Carbon Project.
The biggest surprise was the fact that, you know, we shut down half of the global economy, yet we're still emitting so much, which says so much about how our society is ingrained into the use and consumption of fossil fuels. So we're not saying we need to do less. We're saying that whatever we do, it has to be done with renewable energies, not with fossil fuel energies. That's the big thing.
And yet, he's optimistic.
I would say yes. For the first time in the last 25 years of international negotiations on climate change and, you know, discussing what we need to do, the only thing that has happened is that emissions have continued to go up and up, up and up. And I think that this year, for the first time, we've seen the major emitters in the world, which is really important, really making very serious commitments to reach net zero emissions. Net zero emissions is exactly what we need to do. The biggest emitters are making these commitments, and I'm positive that others around the world, including Australia, will follow.
Dr. Pep Cannadel is Executive Director of the Global Carbon Project. Emily Burke with that report.